Oh, you got a metronome.
Thank you.
We're just learning how to do a podcast there, so
wanted to speak just in time.
All right. So anyways, the idea behind this podcast is we're in the beginning stages of figuring out what God is doing with us in Guatemala and how we could get behind what His Spirit has already started with the work with the deaf. And so it's still kind of in the exploratory stage, and we're still narrowing it down. And so we thought if Jordan and Sydney interview us, it would kind of help us narrow it down and help us communicate with you guys what we're feeling the Lord's doing in this area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you didn't listen to the podcast before this, I'm Jordan. This is my wife, Sydney. We are longtime friends and supporters of the Johnsons, and we're up here visiting. And John thought it would be really good, and it makes sense, if we can ask them questions to help clarify, because now that we're here in person, we're catching the vision, mm-hmm. and hopefully we can ask some questions to bring clarity to those who aren't here. Mm-hmm. Does that sound about right?
Yep. I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad you reintroduced yourself, because I just have so many followers and listeners that, you know, my grandma and grandpa listening to this, it'll really help them keep
it. We're
going to
be famous after this.
Yeah. I've listened to podcasts for a long time, so.
All right. You're pretty smooth. Anyways, well, go ahead. What is the starting question for us?
Okay, so John and Sarah, you guys came down here with the expressed interest of serving and ministering to the deaf. Is that still on your heart?
We'll just go back and forth. Mm-hmm. For sure. The leading from the Lord, I wish there was like an audible voice experience in... There's a part of me that kind of hates using that word calling, mm-hmm. but the leading, the conviction, mm-hmm. the purpose behind us moving down here is for the deaf. And even now, mm-hmm. I would say it's just more confirmed that that's what we're doing, is we're working among an unreached people group with lots of opportunities to love and minister and serve them.
Yeah. Yeah, there was definitely a sense of brokenness and a sense of asking the Lord if we could be a part of it. And not just John and I, but our boys, of this desire to be with these people. So,
great. How do you guys feel like you're going to do that while you're here?
God didn't tell you.
That's where you're supposed to come and tell them.
I really wish we were a part of the like Pentecostal movement and everybody had a special word from the Lord and it just happened.
There's just that verse about walking by faith.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. So God doesn't always reveal the just one step at a time.
Well, and it's like it's becoming into focus, and that's kind of the point of this podcast, right? It's like we're starting to, it's coming into focus. We're trying to figure it out. We don't have all the answers. You don't have all the answers, but you're starting to see more, right?
And for those that haven't really been following along with our story, we did come down here with an existing ministry for the deaf, and the Lord just kind of moved us on from that. And so really January has been our time of like, okay, Lord, why are we here? What we thought you brought us here for with that ministry is not necessarily coming into fruition. And so...
Yep. So what I see the Lord doing with us, and that where our heart is being pulled, is to a rural mountain community that it's about an hour away from where we're at right now. There's 50,000 people, residents there, spread across 29 villages. Mm-hmm. It's run by a Cocaldes. It's basically like HOA presidents kind of deal. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have a mayor's. It's a rural district. When I was talking with another Guatemalan that's in ministry down here, I asked him, like, hey, what do you think about the Canton Valencia? And, like, mm-hmm. what do you think God's doing there? And he goes, oh, man, that's rough up there. Mm-hmm. That's the place that God has forgotten.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, and the poverty is just so sad. It's so real. Like, all the stories that you hear about in books and stuff, that is... these villages of mm-hmm. dirt floors and sicknesses that you guys can't imagine, and starvation.
But the sicknesses you can't imagine are the cold, ear infections, right. flu.
Treatable.
Flu.
All
yeah.
treatable. All treatable. That
no resources mm-hmm. to do it. And they've yeah. just been carving out their lives in a, kind of a rough area.
Right.
And so the part that I'm really excited about is besides the community empowerment program of DIG Ministries, who we've been kind of helping out with lately, there's no other ministry presence there. Mm-hmm. Guatemala is awesome. A lot of awesome missionaries. But to
very
find
reached.
But to find an area that is not saturated with kingdom workers, just for some reason, I like that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. My heart is pulled in that. If we're going to live in a cross-cultural context,
mm-hmm.
I really want to be that kind of guy and model that for the boys. And I want to see the Spirit doing a work where it's needed. And I don't want to compete with other ministries at all.
So you guys have been going up to the mountains with DIG Ministries since all these stoves, but making personal connections with the people in the towns, right?
Yep. Yeah. DIG is awesome. They have a sweet system down, but their calling, their heart, their vision is very much the hands and feet, the physical side of the needs up there. We see an opportunity to kind of piggyback or stand on their shoulders or work side by side with them, however you want to spin it, to minister in the more of the spiritual side of things.
Mm-hmm.
We're
really using their connections to get into the homes and connections with the deaf. Because sadly, in these poor areas, there's more deaf, because a common cold will lead to deafism. So,
an ear infection.
Yeah.
And you can't get antibiotics.
Right.
So what makes the deaf, and this is something that I've been learning, but I want you to explain it to everybody. What makes the deaf so isolated from everyone else? Because you say a lot of Guatemala is reached. Why are the deaf not? What makes them separate and separated from others?
It stems from the cultural belief, and it's changing a lot. There's been great advances, but it comes from the cultural mindset that it's a curse,
mm-hmm.
is
mm-hmm.
A disability to not be a complete normal looking like everybody else. It reflects on the family, it reflects on the individual,
mm-hmm.
it's got some of that Mayan leftover demonic influence that those
mm-hmm.
people with that are born deaf or become deaf are less than human.
Mm-hmm.
And the enemy has just isolated them and separated them out. The main causes of deaf here is the lack of prenatal and postnatal care, childhood illness, and it's kind of gnarly, but incest. And it's
mm-hmm.
not so much like, you know, you married your brother or something, but it's just the bloodline
mm-hmm.
and the complications
mm-hmm.
of that. And so the disabilities is a real thing here.
Jordan and City, I'm seeing, literally when we were at this store today, seeing this guy on a 60-foot ladder that
oh my gosh.
Was so unstable. Like, there is a lot of accidents like that, more than in the States, that cause deafism
well,
too. Yeah.
There are, like, no safety rules.
No.
Whatsoever.
Well,
he wasn't on a 60-foot ladder. He was on a 40-foot ladder that he tied to a 20-foot ladder.
Yes. Yes.
But there was a guy that was going to catch him down there, right?
Yeah,
he was like wandering around the parking lot.
Yeah, he's not a good friend.
No.
The risk is real here, and there
yeah.
are a lot of accidents, and there isn't
mm-hmm.
the kind of treatment that we're accustomed to. So,
and people are trying to live day to day, so they're not thinking long term.
No.
Like,
no,
they're just trying to get fed and not
paid.
Die.
Mm-hmm.
That
yeah.
That's a crazy thing. So I've been trying to study Guatemalan history. Makes sense, right? It's probably what a good missionary would do.
Totally.
Probably.
Is really this is the first generation that is growing up in a time of peace.
Mm.
They've been in a civil war since the 60s, from the 60s to 95.
Mm-hmm.
And then before that, just constant
strife.
Constant
mm-hmm.
war and battle kind of deal.
Yeah.
So this generation is for the first time able to think about quality of life and taking care of
each other and in advancing.
So with that is the shame. There's also then this lack of education. So they're still trying to figure out a language for everyone in Guatemala to have the same. What is that called? Like a standard.
In 2020, Guatemala passed a law right before COVID pretty much reset everything. Is they passed a law acknowledging sign language as an official Guatemalan language. And so the schools are supposed to cater and help teach it.
They don't have the resources.
No.
The schools have been in Valencia for 8 years.
Mm-hmm. They're just getting off the ground.
You got a whole
gym. Well, and did that law pass?
Yeah. It passed. They didn't really specify the dialect of sign language, right. So you still have Quiché and Guatemala City and other places teaching different.
Right.
So there's a lot of work to do just on the legal side of it.
So ministry is interesting because, you know, it's super obvious to get a stove into someone's house. That's a very practical thing, which is nice. And we humans like to see a stove and a photo of us installing a stove. What spiritual ministry, you can't so much take pictures of it. It's not so obvious. What are you guys going to be doing practically? Mm-hmm. And I know that it's harder to explain because it's not putting a stove in someone's house. How is that going to look?
We're still kind of seeking the Lord on what exactly it is. Our heart is that whatever we do down here, that it would be more Guatemalan than North American.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my biggest fear is to just come in with the Johnson way of doing things and initiate some program, some habit.
Building program.
That doesn't last.
Yeah, and as soon as we're pulled out, then it flops. So we really have a heart for families. I think that's from God, and I really want to work with families. And I see an opportunity to not only teach the deaf sign language, but to teach the families.
Mm-hmm.
And in an impoverished area like that, just so happens, they have a lot of time to commit to these types of things.
Mm-hmm.
They're not preoccupied with school and activities and a really strenuous work schedule, strict work schedule. So I see an opportunity to minister to families. And so
it will look like a Saturday or Sunday offering classes. And
maybe it's just being a hippie Jesus freak and riding around on the dirt bike or as a family, going out and spending time with them and showing them how to communicate and teaching. Because the truth is, they do have sign language with their deaf. They've created a family sign language that's really rough. You know, the deaf kids are surviving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's harsh. And
But it's pretty basic, too. They're not deep communication two-way.
No, nothing. And like then there's no community between the deaf families. So this one family we're getting to know, we visited a couple times. Oh, Jordan and I visited on Tuesday.
Right.
Right up at the top of that hill is a 18-year-old deaf girl as well that's living with her sister. But she's not talking to the other deaf girl just down the hill. I mean, we're talking like a block apart.
Yeah,
because the 18-year-old doesn't know the sign language that the 15-year-old knows.
And
how isolating.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're growing up without any kind of community, let alone a faith community, without any clear understanding of the gospel. Or even just like the simple things is, I'm hungry.
My back's sore. My legs hurting.
I need another blanket. My feet hurt. You know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine not having words.
No.
Oh my gosh.
I can't imagine because I feel like it's hard enough to be deaf in North America when you have a community of people that
and
you can meet up with and sign with and
technology.
Like, when I worked at Starbucks, every Tuesday there was a deaf group that would come in and they'd have their little hangout time and they were laughing and having a great time. But
there's no deaf
nobody
community.
Has that here.
There's 5,000 deaf people, at least 5,000 deaf people up there living in isolation.
And then with shame attached to it.
It's not the so like a win. Where I hope to influence is to create a gospel-centered deaf community and to work with the families working with deaf kids, with mm-hmm. their deaf kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I really want to work within the existing system, within the existing community. The schools are up there. Let's work with the schools.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's some way we could help bring a deaf sign language tutor in or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Jordan, like you said, like it's not markable. And so building relationships takes time and
mm-hmm.
their trust has to be earned first.
Mm-hmm.
And even just getting past the point of we're just the gringos and they just want money from us, of getting past that of like, no, we want communication for you. We want Jesus for you. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
of just these barriers, and then our English barrier, or our Spanish barrier with the parents. Like, there's so much that really God just has to work out, and it's not markable, but we do look forward to building those relationships and slowly from an abundance of relationships starting something, not just putting programs in
mm-hmm.
and not having the connections with
mm-hmm.
the people.
That's where the association with DIG is really helping out, because
yeah, totally.
It's starting,
they see me up there working on the clinic, they see
mm-hmm.
us bombing around with them
mm-hmm. yeah.
helping in the stoves, like,
well, and you talk to them
yeah.
you know, even on
mm-hmm.
yesterday when we
mm-hmm.
were up there, you know, John was crouching down on the ground and
mm-hmm.
talking to all the little kids and, you know,
yeah.
making jokes. And
that's what's really...
No, that wasn't a joke. That was just me communicating in Spanish.
That was just you trying to speak Spanish.
And then just laughing.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the cool thing, too, is, like, I think a lot of people get backwards. They jump into the how first, and then
mm-hmm.
they forget the why, and then when something big happens, they don't know what they're doing. But if you get the why first, you can figure out the how.
Yeah.
And you
mm-hmm.
guys have the why to serve the deaf. And the how that's going to happen,
God
might,
will reveal,
and that might, and that even might change
over
time.
It's inevitably going to change. We're going to
yeah.
learn lessons. We're
yeah.
going to, we're going to. It's going to be a stepping process.
So let me ask you guys something: as supporters and being
mm-hmm.
in the States, how do we communicate this phase well without people just thinking we're sitting on our thumbs? And because there isn't an attainable thing of, this is what we're doing. Or, you know, we're doing stuff with DIG, and but
mm-hmm.
wait a minute, what about the deaf? Like, how do we show you guys that this stage is still
They have to
good?
Come, they just have to come down.
No, let me answer.
John's right, though. Like, that's the best way to come down. It
yeah.
just it answers so many questions. But what would you say, hon?
Yeah, seeing it firsthand is awesome. But then also, you know, just, like, telling stories
mm-hmm.
about, like, the people that you're meeting and the conditions that they're living in, and
yeah.
you know,
we took a ton of photos. I plan to
yeah.
make a slideshow for our missions board and show them.
Yeah,
videos and photos are great.
Yeah,
which we told Jordan and Sydney to do, because for us,
yeah,
it's
it
awkward.
It is hard
yeah.
because these are the people that we are wanting to build relationship with, and we love and cherish already, and it's really awkward to be taking pictures of it. Even though, like, that's how you communicate, you know, so...
But you
we're
don't
right.
want,
you don't use them.
You don't want
you
them to feel like they're not...
Right,
right.
And you don't
yeah.
want to... So it's awesome when
visitors.
Friends are... We had our other friend's Mal, he's a Guatemalan as well, and he did it in such a sneaky way that I'm like, I'm so thankful for that, because you do want to mark these times, but you also don't want to offend, like...
Yeah.
And you want to give them honor and dignity.
Totally.
Yeah.
It is hard. It is awkward on that, because... We do need to communicate the story, one,
yeah.
to just keep us in the field
mm-hmm.
and keep people engaged, but...
Man. And we do want you guys to see these faces of that one
Pray
little...
with us,
yeah.
Join with us in this.
Yeah.
But it's just not really feasible for us to be walking around sharing it all with you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's really cool having you guys. It's kind of the purpose of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Is... hear it from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come and see it.
Yeah, and maybe we can do a follow-up when we get back stateside, too, as things, like, kind of digest, too.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be
mm-hmm.
happy to do it again. Somehow.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's awesome to see firsthand. Everyone should just come visit.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm loving it. And, you know, in 6 months from now, you guys will probably be able to articulate it better now, too, because
for
you're...
Sure.
Hopefully
you're
there'll
so
be
fresh.
An org chart and, like,
yeah.
a logo.
I don't think Jesus is going to give
oh,
that to
man.
You.
I bet you have one somewhere in this house.
These are people, honey. They don't go on a org chart anymore.
I'm fine. It's okay.
Yeah. Pray for John.
There's no org chart. Yeah. So I don't know. Is there anything else we missed?
I think that's a great start.
Yep. Mm-hmm. In summary, we got all the permission from the governing board, from the church, and we are looking into what the next steps are and to see what the program is. In the meantime, we are building a relationship, learning about the community, being known by the community, and partnering with DIG and just loving and serving them and their teams. And we'll see what God does.
He's going to do it in his time.
Yep.
I'm excited for it.
Cool. All right.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you.